Ladies and gentlemen, after three rounds, we go to the judges' scorecards for a decision. Howard Hughes scores the contest 29-28, Nelson. And Marcelo Simpson scores it 29-27, Edwards. And Andy Roberts scores the contest 29-28 for the winner by split decision, Leon Rocky Edwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner, Leon Edwards. Leon, let's have a few words. You looked incredibly concerned when you heard a judge went the opposite way, and I was as well.
I thought Dominic one and two. We won the last minute that I didn't want to bridge and give my back up. Then you go through the choke and finish the fight, so I feel good. I'm on a 7-fight win streak now in the hardest division in the sport. Put some respect on my name. I want the winner of the main event. That should be my fight. I don't know why I got Ben asking here, but that's my fight. So that's where I'm at. I should be number 5 now and work my way to the world title.
You talked to me the other day about wanting to strike on the break. You saw there was a weakness, a vulnerability. He breaks the clinch with his hands down. That elbow. Tell me about that.
Exactly. Watching tapes and going to Nelson, we realised when he breaks the clinch, his arms drop, so I thought, when it breaks, I'll go with the elbow. Then he caught him perfectly, so I'm good.
Was there a desire to show some more of your grappling game, to show the other welterweights in the division that you are a well-rounded MMA fighter?
I can do all that, I swear to God. I'm a great striker, I'm a great grappler. You see, Gunnar Nelson's one of the best grapplers in the division and just about take me down, you know what I mean? So I'm 27 years old, I'm still learning, and I want that rematch with Usman down the line, and that's what I'm working towards.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing your progress. I hope you get the fight you want. Ladies and gentlemen, Leon Rocky Edwards!
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Mark Goddard has called a stop to this contest at 3 minutes, 5 seconds of round number 2, declaring the winner by knockout, Jorge Gamebred Masvidal.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with your winner. Unreal, my friend. Talk to me, what was the game plan coming in here? Obviously, you're fighting a big, strong, powerful individual. Talk to me about those entries, the switch stance you were using.
First, I'm going to get personal real quick. Gina, I love you. I know you're watching this from home, baby girl. I love you. Mateo, Josiah, I love you. My two little babies, they're watching this, biting their nails. I love you. My dad, Khalifa, que hola. All my family. Chuck Seviro, Manani, Dede, Ashkam, Arzu. And thank God for this amazing journey. I come from a very humble place. I'm in front of all of you here. This is amazing. This is mind-blowing, you know? Thank you. Whether you booed or you cheer, everybody showed me so much love in the streets. England, I will be back. I said it earlier this year. I got to go to England, give my fans a fight. Couldn't ask for a better opponent. Man, this guy's tough. I was a little bit out of that first. Damn, he's good, man. He's only 24, England. He's got so much more to go. I'm 34. He's going to be a tiger one day. Right now, he's a young bull. He's going to be a tiger, so pick him up. Don't start dissing him, you know? That's a warrior right there. Now, back to business. I need that belt wrapped around my waist. That dude only has one loss, and that was to the champ. I need that belt wrapped around my waist. Dana White, I sold this out. I gave you a great fight. Let's go, man. Get behind me. I might not have a whole country behind me, but I got the whole world behind me, you know? Let's get that belt.
Just have a look at the big screen and talk me through this finish. It was an overhand left that you caught him with. Talk me through this.
I don't throw it often, you know? So I knew he'd never seen me throwing that in no way he was practicing for that. I train my ass off. My coaches will tell you I drill things 1,000 times a day. I just get after it. Props to Darren, because he caught me in the beginning. I didn't even see what the hit me with. Whoops. I don't know what he hit me with. I was just on my butt, and I wanted to kill him after he dropped me, you know? First round was definitely his. I couldn't catch his timing. By the second, I started feeling him out, getting a little better, able to mix up the takedowns, you know? I love this sport. I ain't going nowhere. I'm fighting for the belt this year. All them cowards calling my name when I was doing other stuff. Look who I come back to fight, number 3. I don't want none of these petty dudes that are just calling my name, getting noticed on social media. I'm here to fight the best in the world, and that's whoever the champ is right now. I'm gone because I got my family to see and things to do, man. Hey, that's fight of the night or what? What are the fans? Is that fight of the night? That's fight of the night? Tell Dana White, Reed Harris, big shout out. I heard you in the hospital, man. I love that dude, Dan Lambert. If it wasn't for you, this wouldn't be possible. First round management. And that's definitely KO of the night. So I need that 100 grand in my bank. My kids got to go to college.
Ladies and gentlemen, Game Brand, Jorge Masvidal.